Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are down to 53. Which cuts, which players retained, surprised you? Are you confident in this roster Brandon Bean has put on your plate? Because this is what we're serving for this upcoming season. Are you prepared? Are you happy? Are you confident? Let's talk about it right here, right now on the Recoil Report. Let's roll. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Rico back at it again, right here on the Buffalo Fanatics.
Yeah,
this is Rico. We back at it again. Folks, the season is upon us. Brandon Bean has made his final decision on what this roster is going to look like for this upcoming season for you, for me, for all Bills fans to digest. So, folks, are we confident? Are we confident? I mean, we all talk about in Brandon Bean we trust, but I'm reading a lot of people that are like, what the F kind of roster is this? What kind of cuts is Brandon Bean making? Folks, if you trust in Brandon Bean, you got to trust in the process. That's what they've been preaching this whole time they've been here. Trust our process. I don't know, man. Some people start to question the process. Some folks been questioning the process the last couple years. What I keep seeing and reading constantly, and I've been one that has mentioned this before. We are wasting Josh Allen is what I keep seeing and reading. Josh Allen is one of the best in the game. Did we field enough around JA17? We're going to soon find out, folks, aren't we? Are we going to see if he misses Stephon Diggs? Are we confident in what we have at the receiver room? I mean, we got a couple topics that we got to touch on. Those are the questions that are being had right now. Those are the questions and topics being discussed in certain barbershops and certain first cut haircut salons, I'm sure. You feel me? So let's talk about it here on the Recoil Report. So where do we want to jump into? I mean, roster cutdown is always the toughest. Let's start off with the impact it has on folks that have been wanting this their whole lives, right? There are guys that have been wanting this their whole lives. They've battled for this. They've been on teams. And every offseason, they work their tails off. They do exactly what the coaches and the position coaches want them to do. You did everything I wanted you to do, son. But why didn't I make the team? And it's tough. And that's what over 1,000 of these players are going to have to deal with. It's tough, man. I mean, we can sit here and be the fan. We are a fan. We're a fan. It's what it comes down to. We're all fans in this thing, right? But there are people that their dreams have come to a close. That's it. I've been at this for 3, 4, 5 years, and it just seems to, and I'm getting older. And there's a new batch of players coming in every year. Is it ever going to work? Is it ever going to be my turn? Is it ever going to work out for me? And there are a lot of those that have to really sit and ponder with that question. Do you still have the desire to come and still play? And there are those that are just beginning in their journey. You thought you had a chance to make the team. Everything looked good. Everything was in the green. And then you get called into the office with your playbook. Hey, man, coach wants to see you with your playbook. Anybody trying to hear that, man? Coach wants to see you with the playbook? Why does he need the playbook? You know what I mean? It's tough, man. It's tough. So here we are. And I'm trying to decipher where I'd like to begin, because I got a few things I want to touch on. So first and foremost, let's do this. Salute to everybody tuned in to the Rico Report right this second. Folks, I appreciate y'all. It's going to be a long season. It's going to be a long season, whether good or bad or up and down. You already know the Bills, what they like to do to us, right? They love to have our heart rates go up and down. It's going to happen this year, and you know it. And I'm so pumped for y'all to be with me, be with my guy, Bot, be with my guy, you know what I'm saying, my man Pierre. Fam, we're in this together, folks. Whether you want to like it or not, we in this thing together. So if you're tuning in for the very first time, do me a favor, smash that like. Hit that subscribe. Let's get this thing popping. So here's the deal. First things first. First thing I noticed when these cuts were made, all right, I'm like, okay, so like, who made the squad? Who's here? Who's not? And the one thing that I wanted to touch on was the receiver room. All right, let's take a look at the receiver room real quick, because if there's not a whole lot to really to ponder too much on. Because we kept five. Five receivers is not what I anticipated, folks. I'm going to be real with you. I anticipated that we keep six. We typically do keep around six. I know Bills 19, I can't remember who exactly Bills. Bills 1973 was reminding me the last show that, hey, man, we've been keeping five, man. We don't normally keep the sixth. And had me pondering. And then somebody was like, no, we had Andy Isabella. Either way, we had Andy Isabella coming up and coming down and so on and so forth. But here's the deal, folks. We made some cuts. And the question that I have for y'all is, were there names on that list that had you perplexed? Were there names on that list that had you saying, man, I thought he was a shoo-in to make the squad. I thought he was a shoo-in to make the squad. Why is he on this team? So a lot of the times, hold on here. Let me get my stuff set up. I don't know if you guys can still see the audio. Something just glitched out on me for a quick second there. Let me get back into it. Hopefully you guys can see me. If you're not, let me know in the chat. Anyway, there are some guys that I thought that would have been a shoo-in to make the squad, because all you saw and read from beat reporters were, this guy's a shoo-in. This guy's going to make it. There should be no problem. And here we are. Here we are in this predicament where we have someone by the name of Hardy not making the squad. We're gonna get into all that, because that factors in here. That factors in. So camera's off, mic is good. All right, give me a second. Let me just try to suit this up, because if you guys can hear me, that's good. It's like a podcast version of this thing, man. So heath to my soothing voice for the moment until I get this camera back up and popping. So first things first, what I realized was, okay, there's clearly a role here that Brandon Bean has in place. He's got some, he's brewing something. He either doesn't feel comfortable with what's shaking, or there's someone coming in. That's what it feels like to me. I don't know about y'all, but that's what it feels like to me. So as I'm sitting here looking at these cuts, let's take a look at the first one here. Eli Onku, we knew that he was a depth player. It was going to happen. Keaton Bills, Gunnar Britton, Will Clapp on the O-line. We knew these were things that These guys were battling an uphill battle. Lyle Collins, injuries have plagued him his whole career. I mean the back end of his career. And he just could not find a place on the squad. He could not find a place. Cameron Klein was making some noise, but just could not find his place on the squad. Deion Kane, I really thought that he was gonna be my sleeper to try to make something happen here, but too little too late. You just got brought onto the team. It'd be tough for you to make the team over a guy like Shavers that got cut. Let's go to the next group of guys that got cut. To Corey Couch, although had a nice strong end of the preseason, but just wasn't enough. Zach Davidson, I know that he was making a lot of noise in training camp. Do they bring him back to the practice squad? That definitely could be someone that comes back. Branson Dean, Ben DiNucci. I mean, really and truly, this brother was a camp arm. He was simply a camp arm. And you know what? For the most part, he probably put enough film for someone to say, you know what? We could use his services. Mike Edwards, sent home. Richard Gouriage is just too much depth. Sent home. Frank Gore Jr. Let me get back to this because I found this extremely interesting that folks were fighting to say, hey, why isn't Frank Gore on the team? How did he not make this team? To the point where some folks were saying, we should keep four running backs. Four running backs? In what world? And for what? And for what? You want to keep four running backs? Just to say that Frank Gore's son is on the squad? Guys, cut it out. Let's be real. If you didn't have Gore on the back of that jersey, a whole lot of y'all would not be talking that mess about having four running backs on the squad. It just doesn't make any sense. It wouldn't make sense, especially when we have holes elsewhere. The hole is definitely not at the running back squad. Don't forget, Gilliam is on the squad. Special team ace. He's a baller on special teams. And if you need him to get some touches at the tight end position, the guy's an ultimate flex. You know what? The real? That's true. Bills love feel-good stories. Anybody loves a feel-good story. You love a feel-good story. I love a feel-good story. But this would not feel good if Frank Gore made the team and having four running backs and then having to cut someone that, you mean, a Joe Andreessen. We'll get into that in just a moment. But you guys know what I'm talking about. Gore Jr. isn't as good as special teams. Plain and simple, RB4 ain't getting started. Listen, man, if you're not RB1 or RB2, if you're not RB1, RB2, you better be able to jump in when I need you to jump in and give me special teams. And do all the three phases of on that offense. Catch the ball, run the ball, block. Got to do all those very well. And if you're the third RB, you got to be a special teams guy. That's where Ty Johnson comes in. So what's Frank Gore better than Ty Johnson at? Nah, bro. I feel there's more explosive coming out of Ty Johnson. I like Gore. Just not good enough to make the squad. Practice squad? Love to bring him back. And if someone has enough room for him somewhere else, dude, I would love to see him succeed. But to keep four? Nah, bro. It don't make no sense. Like my guy Cody Ben said, and he returns. And you saw what we had to do to get a return guy. We'll get into that in just a moment. Let's keep it rolling, baby. Let's keep it rolling. So, Frank Gore Jr. had to go. It just had to happen. I'm sorry, folks, if it made you upset. It just had to happen. All right? Let's keep it pushing. Richard Gouriage, KJ Hamler, Daquan Hardy. Let's get into that. All right? And we will in just a moment. But Daquan Hardy, KJ Hamler, that's an interesting double dip of releases right there. Andy Isabella, a third. Not that he was anywhere near making the squad, but he was in competition for the return spot. It was very steep hill for him to climb, but it just wasn't happening. Kareem Jackson in his year 15. Folks, let's keep it a buck. The fact that he's lasted 15 years in this game is amazing. It's an amazing feat. Don't get me wrong. Xavier Johnson, uphill battle, and Kingsley Jonathan, one of my favorites. I love Kingsley Jonathan. It's been time, bro. It's time. I'm a big fan of Kingsley. Kingsley, anytime he got on the field, he stood out. But like, there comes a time where you gotta start being part of the rotation, and it just never could quite get part of the rotation. And then they said, bro, Javon Solomon, Casey Tuhill, Dwayne Smoot. Sorry, bro, I ain't got no room for you. Does he come back onto the practice squad? You never know. You just never know. He might return. Or he might just say, no, bump that. I'll take my chances elsewhere. Just never know. Last but not least, Kenny Lovely, Trey McKitty. What a name. Tyrell Shavers, gone. Justin Shorter, gone. Gable Steveson, gone. Deshaun Williams, gone. Kendall Williamson was an interesting one. I could see them bringing him back. He had some flashes in preseason. But here we are. Here we are. So here's where I'm interested in hearing your thoughts, folks. Talk to me. Let's talk. Let's talk with one another. Can we? Can we be real with one another? What was the most perplexing move for you in this saga that we call the cutdowns? What was the most perplexing for you? Did something stand out? Let me talk to you right now real quick. Let's talk. We're family now, right? So let me get my my banner real quick. There we go. We set up. All right. So let's do this. Trading within the division. So we decided, the Bills decided, that none of the guys on the squad merited having a roster spot in names of KJ Hamler and Daquan Hardy, which I was actually very surprised about. That was my surprise cut. I think you guys would agree that that was the surprise cut. Jesus, I got to turn that ringer off. Let's talk about that. So all we heard about was we drafted Daquan Hardy be a return guy, but he's opened eyes. Not only was he able to play some nickel, but he's even playing on the outside. He's playing boundary. Wow. Look at him go. And all you kept on seeing was his stock rise. His stock kept on rising in camp. Was rising during the games. He was noticeable in the red-blue game. Gets a one-handed interception. Let's go. I'm trying to make plays here. Cut. I'm sure that was a tough decision to be made. Because he serves as not only a defensive player that you can bring in and have him play inside or out. Typically something Brandon Bean and McDermott love. Someone that you can go back and forth. But yet we cut him. But he was a return guy. He made such great smart decisions on not to return this. And he let that. We were hearing all those great things. Cut. KJ Hamler. We retained him. We put him on the roster last year. End of the season. We'll say, you know what? We're going to get your futures. We're going to see you next year. We're going to give you an opportunity to battle. Speed. He comes in and gives us a little bit of love at the end of the preseason game. Bro, we're out of running back. Who we got? KJ, you placed a running back in Pop Warner. Come on in. Yeah, coach, I got you. Man's ran hard. Impressed. Not good enough. You're out of here. Golly. Brandon Bean, what exactly were you looking for? What was it that you didn't see out of those two? Well, it's clear. Because they decided to trade within the division. It's not a common thing to do. It's not common. Trade within the division, and they bring in Jets defensive back / returner Brandon Codrington. We traded late round picks for this brother. We swapped picks, excuse me. My man says, stop stealing our punt return players and X wide receivers, Jets Nation. Well, it seems as though, well, listen, tell me about him because I don't know a whole lot about this brother, man. If you could tell me yay or nay, you like, you don't like, he was a bum, y'all can have him, or you're like, yo, we just were too talented. Y'all had to come and try to squeeze in one of our players because the Jets have a very talented roster. They absolutely do. We knew that was going to happen. So here's the deal. You trade in the division. You move on from Hardy, the guy that we thought was a shoo-in to make this squad. You get rid of KJ Hamler. He may return. You never know. And you trade with the Jets to bring in Mr. Codrington. Now, I don't know a whole lot about Mr. Codrington. I'm hoping Jets fans can let me know. I'm gonna take a look-see at Mr. Codrington real quick. You know how we always do. We always go and take a look to see what people are talking about. But the fact of the matter is this. We did not feel comfortable enough to bring this player on. So according to the PFF Buff Bills, the Bills have acquired, obviously, he's a kick return specialist from the Jets. We swapped the picks. He's forced 15 missed tackles on 8 returns this preseason. So he's elusive. He's explosive. So we'll see. I mean, I thought we had that, the explosiveness and the speed in Daquan Hardy. Hell, we drafted the brother. We brought him here. No dice. So here we go. You always got to trust in what Mr. Brandon Bean does. We've seen him do these type of things before, and then when they come out, it actually ends up working out. I remember when the Bills were just at a lull, just a short few years ago. Feels very, very, it feels like yesterday. But we traded for Lil Durty, Isaiah McKenzie. We're like, okay, Isaiah McKenzie was a return guy. All right, who is he? Isaiah McKenzie came in and gave us an absolute spark offensively and on special teams. And we ended up keeping Isaiah McKenzie the next two to three years. Became a fan favorite. So we didn't trust in what Brandon Bean would say. Well, who is this guy? And Isaiah McKenzie ended up being a solid player, solid contributor in the locker room. So Mr. Codrington might be that very same thing. So shout out to Mr. Codrington. I ain't gonna hate. I mean, listen, if you sitting here, you forcing cats to miss, that tells me you're looking for six every time. You're looking for six every time, and I'll take it. Well, hold on. Let me play you a little something from Mr. Codrington. Let me share my screen real quick, because I mean, I want to show you what I'm seeing. Let me show you what I'm seeing, folks. Mr. Codrington apparently is a big deal. He's a big deal. Y'all can see that? All right, let's see what we got.
On this new kickoff rule.
Yeah, I think it's it's different. I think I always think like I'd be really tempted to false start, you know, when the ball is kicked, because you're so used to doing that.
Hecker, good punt, forces Codrington to the sideline, gets away from Jordan Matthews, flying body. That was Franks.
Okay.
Codrington turns it off. Hecker in pursuit. He gets past the punter.
And
lost his balance and goes out of bounds. Early return on this new kickoff rule.
So, there you have it. Clearly, my man's like, oh, shit. Okay. You got to trust in Brandon Bean, right? You got to trust in Brandon Bean. So, here's the thing. With this whole new kickoff rule and all that stuff, you guys have seen it enough. You need someone that just understands it. You need someone that can make quick decisions. You need someone that can make a quick cut and up. And we had 3 preseason games to show. Obviously, these guys have practiced enough to see, okay, what do y'all got? And clearly, it just wasn't enough. And when you give up picks or swap picks, if you will, it clearly wasn't enough. So Mr. Codrington, Brandon Codrington, welcome to the Bills. Welcome to the Bills, Brandon Codrington. Bean didn't blow a lead in 13 seconds or miss a chip shot or OT. You people are hilarious. Oh, you know, some people like to bring that up. But anyway, you know, some people like to hate on Bean sometimes. But be real. The fact that we decided to trade within the division tells me he saw something, he liked it, and the Jets were stacked. They're like, yo, have it. Do what you do. You better hope it don't come burn you on your ass if the Bills get to going. And that would be amazing. Now, here's the deal. That was the first thing that I wanted to touch on, was trading within division. The other thing that stood out to me, let's get right to it, man. Keeping five receivers. That is telling. That is telling to me. What that tells me is, and listen, either they're keeping their eyes peeled because they're waiting for a specific player to be released. Just hasn't happened yet. They're in conversation. We're not exactly sure. Looks like we've signed Mike White. Is that true? I'm getting buzz from my phone here. Let me see what we got. I don't know how accurate it is, but let's find out. Let me let my phone refresh before I get there. But if that's the case, if we sign Mike White, how long is our backup Trubisky going to be out? So is it accurate? Is it true? Did we sign Mike White? Practice squatted him? All right, he's on a practice squad. Makes sense. I mean, he's not going to. It makes all the sense. And then we, if we need to bring him up, if Trubisky's not well enough, then we do it. We needed someone that's got some veteran experience, veteran leadership. So Mike White coming on the squad is not a bad player. He certainly is not going to turn things all over the place, but I mean, it's not a bad signing. So Mike White, former Jet, has signed with the Bills, and they've signed him to the practice squad. Is that our first practice squad signing? If it is, there it is. My man said he's on a visit with the Bills right now. I'm just waiting for things to pop up. You know, this Canadian internet, Canadian Wi-Fi. I think we might be a little behind with you Americans, but nonetheless, I like it. It doesn't hurt, and anytime that you can bring in another player that still has hunger to play, and if he wants to kind of come in and outdo Mr. Trubisky, so be it. We'll see. Now, let's get back onto this five receiver business. So we already know what time it is. Khalil Shakir is going to be that dog this year. Your number two receiver should be obviously Keon Coleman. Curtis Samuel as receiver 3/gimmick. I don't want to call him a gimmick because gimmick is like you're a one trick pony. You can only do this. He's a weapon X. That's going to be a big one for me. So there's your three. The Matt Collins 4, MVS 5. Now here's my problem. And this should be, it's not a panic, but it's a problem for me. And it should alarm some folks because you have Curtis Samuel that has history of being nicked up with soft tissue injuries. MVS is inconsistent with catching the football. All right. And Matt Collins is a depth player. He's stolen the hearts of Bills fans, but he's a depth player. Let's keep it a buck. He's a depth player. So Keon Coleman goes down, or if Khalil Shakir goes down, are you as confident? Do you feel good? Like we're one down receiver, one of our prominent receivers that tweaks and goes down or whatever, and bro, you're gonna have Josh Allen having to do a whole lot. A whole lot. Now, that's one way to look at it. I don't want to look at it that way. I refuse to look at it. I don't want to look at it that way. What I want to look at it like this, because I know a lot of folks are not really happy with the receiving core that we have right now. But let me put it this way to you. Instead of looking at the name and who we have and the depth, they built this, at least to me, they built this receiving core for everyone's got a role they play. And if you do your role, you play your role, we're going to be all right. Khalil Shakir is, I'm not going to say he's Stephon Diggs, but he is the Stephon Diggs replacement. He is the Stephon Diggs replacement. It's not Keon Coleman. It's not Curtis Samuel. It is Khalil Shakir. Because he can do those very things that Diggs was capable of doing. At that level, not quite yet. He's only going in year three. So the fact that we have someone that can pretty much take over the role of Stephon Diggs, I think we're all right in that space. We've seen what this man can do with the production that he gave us last year at the end of the year. Now you give him a full year as you are that guy. Let's roll. There's already chemistry between Josh and Khalil. So he knows he's going to be the guy that can go deep. He's going to be the guy that can do the hitch. He's going to be the guy that can go inside. He can go outside. And he's looking for yak at all times. Always looking for yak. And he can go up and get it. We've seen him do all those things. Is he at Diggs' level yet? No. Will he get there? We don't know. It ain't like Diggs was drafted number one overall. It ain't like he was drafted in the first round. That brother was a fifth rounder. He worked towards what he's doing right now. And the fact of the matter is this. Khalil Shakir was able to have the time with Diggs. He was able to spend some time with Diggs. He knows what time it is. He knows how to be a professional. That's the angle I'm looking at. That's the angle. I'm not looking at, we don't need five receivers. Nah, man, who we got? And what do they bring to the table? I think he's going to have a breakout year. We've been saying it. It's going to happen. Keon Coleman. You know why we brought him. Big body, 6'4", 220, red zone. Contested catch. We need that. We're going to need that. But he can't separate. We've seen enough of the separation. We've seen it. We've seen it all camp. We've seen it all training camp. We've seen it in preseason. The boy can separate. Now it's just about putting two and two together. You know what I'm saying? So you got your Khalil / Diggs. You got your big body receiver in Keon Coleman, rookie. He's going to have his bumps and bruises along the way, but he will develop. He'll be all right. And then you got Curtis Samuel. A healthy Curtis Samuel is a dangerous Curtis Samuel. A healthy Curtis Samuel is a dangerous Curtis Samuel. Slot, outside, jet sweep, him back in the backfield. He's Deebo Samuel's light. So what, we tripping? Joe Brady will find ways to get the boys the ball. And here's the thing. We ain't got to look at 14 all day and every day. Make sure 14 happy. We don't. This is what we've been saying all offseason. All offseason we've been saying this. We ain't got to force feed the ball, man. Get the ball to the open receiver. Everybody want to eat. Everyone's going to eat. One might eat more than the other, but it's going to be that way. But you're not going to have Josh Allen force feeding the football to one single player. Always have to look for him. So then you have Mac Hollins that comes in as your depth player in an MVS. His MVS can do the things that we need him to do that he did for Aaron Rodgers, that he did obviously for Pat Mahomes. Yo, let's roll. Just everybody has to hit on their cylinders. Hit on their cylinders, we good. Now we're a five, though. We're a five. Is Bean trying to bring in a sixth? Is he waiting for someone to get cut? What's the word? Is he comfortable with five? All right, bet. So guess what? You're gonna get a good you're gonna get a good dosage of Kincaid and Dawson Knox. What is Dawson Knox a scrub all of a sudden? We were loving Dawson Knox, were we not? So now you got Dawson Knox and Kincaid that teams are gonna have to deal with. Those are great mismatches. You got two really athletic tight ends. Bruh. We going to be all right, man. We going to be all right. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, we some ass and we not going to do nothing. Nah, man. Look at the type of weapons we brought to the team. Look what they bring to the table. Now, you got a general that's his job to get them the ball in the right places at the right time. That's why we paid him $250 mil. It's just that simple. Tom Brady didn't have elite receivers all over the place, bro. He had specific players for specific moments. Gronkowski was amazing. T- tight end. That was his blanket. That was his guy. All the other guys, they weren't elite. They just knew they knew their job. They knew how to do well and repeat. Rinse, repeat. Same thing's got to happen with the Bills. Big difference is 17 is the one that's dealing. It's his job to make sure he's dealing. The only thing that we want from 17, sorry, the only thing that we need from 17 is to cut the bullshit. Let's, you know me, I'm going to keep it real. I don't want to cuss. Cut the interceptions on my guy. Cut the interceptions out. We all know that's his issue. But we got to live with that. I know we do. I know. That's the scary part. But he's got to cut them things out, man. Because all you're doing is giving the other team more opportunities to whoop our ass. Quit giving them the ball. Am I lying? Please talk to me. We love 17. But we don't love them interceptions. We don't love them turnovers. He's got a deal. That's his job. He's the dealer. Josh the dealer. Deal the right cards to your guys, man. We don't want no flops. Deal the right cards, man. Just start dealing them, bro. That's what we need for my guy, 17. So keeping the five receivers is not really that big an issue as I thought, because now I'm talking it over with you. Because I was tripping at first. I was like, five receivers? What? What does that mean? Nah. It don't mean a whole lot. It's either we're comfortable with five and we're rolling with a whole lot of 12 personnel. Get ready. Because there's only so much you can do when you're 12 personnel. And then if everybody does what they're supposed to do, let's roll. Let's roll. We've got the experience at the receiver room. Mac Hollins gives you experience. MVS gives you experience. Curtis Samuel gives you experience. And he's got experience with the OC. Let's roll. So I was tripping. I mean, you could say Kincaid is number six because this guy is just, you could split him out wide and say, let's go, man. Mitch, Matt, there's a mismatch, man. We're gonna be calling milk all day. Milk check. Who you want with the milk check? Yo, Kincaid, man. Milk on milk, violence. Let's go. I'll take my milk over your milk. We're going to spoil your milk. That's for damn sure. But I'm good with it. I'm good with the receiver, keeping the receiver at five. And if we happen to bring in a sixth, we'll take it. We just got to trust that Brandon Bean is bringing the right guy in. Remember, receiver six. And if you look at it, if you really look at it, though, I said it last week. Receiver five and six is a mess. It is a mess. The sixth receiver we thought was Shavers, and they said, nah, bro. We pretty much have you in MVS. We're having two of the same player. So we good. We're not going to do that. We'd rather put some resources elsewhere. And that they did. Why? Because now, let me go and have a quick look here. We're keeping what? Six linebackers? Did I see that correctly? Let me go get the actual depth, the true depth of the team here. By the way, if you guys, I'm going to take a moment to take a break here and shout out our sponsors at Autograph. If you guys have not had an opportunity to jump in and download this app, I don't know what y'all waiting for. Get on it quickly. You're able to now get everything Bills related. One-stop shop. That's where you go. You want to catch the Buffalo Fanatics right there on Autograph. And all the articles from your favorite writers are all here on the Autograph. It's that simple. Download that app. Listen, not only will you download the app, use the code Buffalo Fanatics. That allows you to get some fan points. And those fan points allow you to get merch, allow you to get maybe tickets. All those things are in one place. Go ahead and download that app. We are sponsored by the Autograph. Let's roll. And let's move on to our next topic here and get on to the defense. Folks, I said it earlier. The feel-good story. Everybody loves a feel-good story. Well, Joe Andreessen, the kid from DePew, has made the 53-man roster. Are you shocked? I certainly am not. And you know what else I'm not shocked by? I am not shocked by having King Cam. Oh, no, 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 no. We can't do that to my guy. We can't do that to my guy. Looks like my bell is not ringing. So guess what? I'm going to ring that. I'm going to ring that thing for you, man. Bing, biggity, bing. Welcome to the, listen, look, welcome to the Bing Squad to my guy, King Cam. Appreciate you. And if you guys are wondering, what the hell? Why is it ringing that bell? If you want to become a member of the Bing Squad, all you got to do is listen, hit, go to supportbf.com. Supportbf.com. Everything that you need with the Buffalo Fanatics, from our merch, articles, all that stuff. You want to join and become a Bing Squad member, join the Bing Squad. Let's go. Appreciate you, man. Now, let me roll on. It's been a while since I rang my bell. And now that this ain't working, I got to get myself some new bells. That's for sure. I've been ringing that thing a lot. So let's move on, folks. Joe Andreessen. Buffalo Joe. That's what people are calling my brother, man. Buffalo Joe has made the squad. How are we feeling about that? Was this something you anticipated? If it is, then I'm with you because I anticipated this to happen as well. I mean, shoot, I was even saying maybe he starts. Maybe they like him over Dorian Williams, but that wasn't the case because that last preseason game told you everything you needed to see. Dorian Williams did not play. That tells you it's going to be him and Terrell Bernard. But now it was about to see where we needed to see what is Mr. Andreessen going to show us in this preseason. Can he duplicate? Can he show us something? And that he did. He did enough to show us that he deserves to be on this team. And that he did. So, folks, are we good with it? Because the second game, a lot of folks started saying, I don't know about him in coverage. We already knew that was his issue. But his strengths were seeing plays before it happened, getting knifing in and getting the defender before again, getting in the backfield before guys can react. That was what stood out for Andreessen, especially his breakout game. So the fact that he made the squad, you gotta be. Listen, man, we got two players right now on this squad that came from UB. Cam Lewis being one of them, Andreessen being another. Give those boys the credit they deserve, man. Because dreams, listen, to make the NFL, that's one thing. To make the NFL is one thing, but to make it to the team that you've been rooting for your whole life, now that is a whole nother ball game, man. Don't forget, Jamarcus Ingram. I apologize. You got three UB products on the squad with Jamarcus Ingram. Big shout out to Jamarcus Ingram. But listen, man, that is huge. To go to a team and try out, not only make the team, but you have a possibility of being an impact on the squad. Bro, if you really sit down and think about it, that's freaking amazing. Like, we feel good to go and root for the team that we love, right? Like, you've been watching this team for so long, and all of a sudden, you were gifted tickets to go watch the game. There are some people watching right now that are tuning in, and God bless you all for tuning in.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But there are some folks that are tuning in right this second that have never been to a Bills game, that have rooted for the Bills game all their life, but never been to a Bills game because A, they probably live out of the country. B, they probably live out of state and they're super far away. You're on the other coast. There's a lot of Bills fans watching right now. But when they did get their opportunity to watch the game or when they ever do, it's a whole beautiful new brand new game for you. Because now you get to sit here and watch the team you've been rooting for your whole life. Listen, I got one right here. Videsh is a big fan. I bet you if Videsh was able to go to a Bills game, bro, he'd be out of his mind. He'd be losing it. Because he's watching the team he's been rooting for. He gets to see these guys face up. I remember going to my first game. I went to my first game to a Bills game. It was in 07. Marshawn Lynch was still on the squad. I remember seeing Marshawn. I was like, dude, this guy is massive. And the seats that we had were decent. When I went to that game, I was like, woo, this is amazing. We lost the game, but I was over the moon. Now think about Joe Andreessen, Jamarcus Ingram, and when Cam Lewis was in that position. Bro, unbelievable. You got to give these guys credit. Give these boys some credit. That is not an easy feat. Joe Andreessen has made the squad. So I'm looking at, I want to see the full depth of this Bills team, the full roster, because I'm curious to see what it's going to look like. And usually somebody usually posts it, but I can figure my way out, right? So here's the big thing that I wanted to touch on. You're looking at this defense, and you're looking at who made the squad. I've seen it before, and I've seen some people make some comments. Casey Tuhill. Don't forget, they brought in Casey Tuhill early. They liked what Casey Tuhill brings to a field. They like what he brings to the field. So these are the players that we're going to be rolling with. Listen. If you trust McDermott, you got to trust the guys that he has for the squad. Has he made some decision where you're like, I ain't too sure about that one? Of course. Of course. But for the most part, these guys have done a damn good job. These guys have done a damn good job of bringing guys to the squad that will really do the good job. And I think this is what's going to happen. So let me just, I'm going to share my screen here and give you guys what the depth chart for the Bills is looking like currently. So let me share my screen here for y'all and we can go through it together. Soccer Patcher Twitter has it on the Excel sheet. Yeah, I saw that. I was going to post that, but I like this one just a little bit better. Just a tad better. I hope you guys can see it. Forgive me if you guys can't. Do your best to try to zoom in if you can. I'll do my best to try to read out what we're looking at here. So here's the deal. When you're looking at this roster that we've put together, obviously, I ain't going to tell you who our quarterback is, but if you look at that receiver room with Coleman, Curtis, Khalil Shakir, Matt Collins, Valdes-Scantling, we're looking at that sixth spot. We don't know what's going to happen with that. Maybe they leave it open. Maybe they don't. But here's what I do like. Look at this O-line room. Look at the O-line room, right? Obviously, you got Deion Dawkins. This one is an interesting one, a tricky one. We'll see how this goes out. You mean the first four or five games, if there's some comfort level that continues to grow. But Deion, David Edwards, Connor McGovern, Osiris Torrence, Spencer Brown, Tylan Grable making the squad at 6'8". Love that he made the squad. I'm big on that. Alec Anderson making the squad. Love that. Obviously, Cedric Van Granger. And then Ryan Vandermark. All right? That's a good crew. That's a damn good crew. I'm with it. You got your nine linemen. I think we kept nine last year. And we keep it pushing. You got Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox, and Quinton Morris. The trio that I like very much. Trubisky, obviously, is your backup to Josh Allen. And then we just brought in Mike White on the practice squad. James Cook, Ray Davis, Ty Johnson. Boom. Simple. And then you got your fullback in Reggie Gilliam, which can turn into a tight end if you really need him to. But offense is not really my thing, right? The offensive line was what you saw. The depth, Keaton Bills wasn't going to make the squad. I mean, Will Clapp, as good as his name was, he wasn't going to make the squad. We got our depth. Tylan Grable, at your tackle. Alec Anderson can play inside and out. He can play guard and he can play center. And then you got Van Pank Granger that I'm looking for him to slide on into that left guard spot if the opportunity does come. But I love that we have that depth with Anderson and Granger. And then you got Ryan Vandermark. Solid. Solid. Now let's go to the defense. Greg Rousseau, I think, is going to have a fantastic year. I think he's going to have a freaking baller of a year this year. I don't know why, but I'm just feeling it. I feel like he's going to have and it's a big year for him. He's got a lot to prove. So Greg Rousseau, Daquan Jones, Ed Oliver, AJ Epenesa. Obviously, you know who's there. Von Miller, he's going to be very situational. When you need to get a dog to get after that quarterback, you know they're going to let Von loose. He's starting to feel like himself. He's 35 years old. We're going to find out how much of 35 is he. Is he a LeBron 35? You know what I'm saying? When LeBron was 35, that boy is still balling. Or is he looking like a Frank Gore 35? You feel me? So Von Miller, Dwayne Carter, the rookie, Austin Johnson made it over. Who was it that we moved on from? The name eludes me. Austin Johnson. Was it Austin Johnson? Not. I'm saying Austin Johnson. Who was the other defensive? Now you got me. I got to go back now. It's killing me when I have a name at the tip of my tongue and it's not coming out here. Who was it? Was it Deshaun Williams? There it was. Deshaun Williams. Anywho, let's go back to this defense. Austin Johnson, Dwayne Smoot, and then the rookie Javon Solomon. And then Casey Tuhill on the back end. So to me, keeping these, you got your eight guys. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You got your four right here. You got your backups. And then you have these two on the back end. I think this is where we decided to make a decision. And this is just me. Keeping 10 linemen, right? Did we sacrifice the sixth receiver to keep the 10th lineman? That got me thinking. I wasn't sure. I thought it was like, wait a minute, we keep five receivers. That means we made something on the back end. Then I'm looking at the linebacker position. We kept the sixth linebackers, which we normally do. Andreessen coming in with the rookie Eddie Ulufusio, alongside with Joe Andreessen. You got Nick Moreau that's going to be coming back in time. Baylen Specter. I love that Baylen Specter made the team. I'm a big fan of Baylen Specter. And then obviously you got Dorian Williams and Terrell Bernard. Now, we don't know when Matt Milano's going to return. If it's late season, it allows these guys here to battle out, to learn, to develop, and do what you're supposed to do. But I love the Nicholas Moreau pickup. I loved it from the beginning because it gives you the veteran leadership that you need and a guy that you can get in there at any moment's time and get busy. Baylen Specter is the same. So these two young bucks in Ulufusio and Andreessen, man, sit back, learn, develop, and when your number's called, get in there. But you better bust your ass. You go to the defensive side of ball, the defensive back here, Christian Bedford, Kyrie Elam in the backup. He's going to be your cornerback three. Taylor Rapp alongside DeVar Hamlin. Ugh. Taylor Rapp, DeMar Hamlin starting. We got to talk about that. Mike Edwards and Cole Bishop. Now, this is not the official depth. It could be Mike Edwards right next to Taylor Rapp as it should have been, but he's been hurt this whole time. Who knows how that's going to play out? Cole Bishop should be back in time. He's been back at practice, individual. He's been doing individuals, so we'll see how that plays out. But the feel-good story here is DeMarcus Ingram making the squad. He's been on the practice squad for some time now. He's officially made the squad. Kudos to him. Teron Johnson is a dog. Cam Lewis, and you got Brandon Codrington that we just brought in from that we traded from the Jets when we swapped our late round picks. Huge. So Codrington immediately becomes our punt return kick returner, and Ty Johnson, the guy that has more appeal than Frank Gore, has returnability. So he becomes your, if something goes wrong, you're in. Obviously, Matt Milano's on the IR, and here you're injury reserved. I thought that Dorrington Evans had a solid camp. I didn't even realize this brother was hurt. So they stashed him. They put him on the IR. Interesting move. But the fact is, they liked him enough to say, you know what, we're going to keep you on the squad. We'll put you on injury reserve. So what to me stands out is the amount of defensive linemen we kept. And I think that's what affected this receiver room, which allowed us to keep the 10 guys on the defensive line. So I'm looking at this roster, and I'm now asking you guys, are you confident in this roster? That's the big one right now. Do you feel confident looking up and down this roster? Are you confident in it? All right. So that's the one thing that stands out. Now, I do want to talk about the safety room. I'm not saying that DeMar Hamlin is a problem. I'm not. But I'm also saying you can't be. And for those that are listening on audio only, I'm making faces, and the faces are showing concern. Oh, man. That back end, I don't feel good about. I don't feel good about it. The silver lining that I can find is Ed Oliver has been an absolute monster. Ed Oliver has been an absolute monster. He's going to be in every offensive backfield. If Von Miller says who he says he is and he's back, that's a problem on its own. If Greg Rousseau has the year I think he's going to have, and I'm bringing these up because if we're getting after the quarterback, we're making the quarterback as uncomfortable as possible, moving the quarterback off his mark, having him make quicker decisions, having him release the football sooner than he wants to, this allows defense to pounce. I would have felt way better if Matt Milano were on the squad. I'm just keeping it a buck. I would have felt way better because we have a general. We got two generals in Bernard and Milano. But we don't. We got a raw Dorian Williams that's going to come in. I'm sure he'll do great things. I'm sure he'll have moments. Christian Benford, I love. Love Rasul Douglas. But if we have what we're supposed to have on the defensive front, I'm straight. We'll put pressure, and the ball will just come to you if you're where you're supposed to be. However, if we don't get to that quarterback and we're not getting the pressure that we need to get, we're going to have a long season, folks. I don't want to say it, but we're going to have a long season. And I'll be real, man. If DeMar Hamlin comes in and surprises the heck out of us, I'll be the first to say, my bad. Bro, my bad. I didn't realize the skill that you got. What's that? What's that meme with what's that meme with Shaq where he didn't realize he didn't know the player that he thought he was. I mean, if you guys know the line, shoot that line to me in there. I'm like Shaq right now. If he comes out and he blows us out the water, and DeMar Hamlin is just where he's supposed to be, and he's making plays, and he's smacking brothers out all the place, bro, I'll be the first to come and say, yo, my bad, bro. Keep balling. Yeah. Mike Danesco, yo, my bad. I was not familiar with your game. I would love for me to say that about DeMar Hamlin. If he comes out and starts balling out of control, sorry. I wasn't familiar with your game. I didn't know you could play like that. I would love to come out and say that. Or Cole Bishop comes in and says, hey, man, thanks for keeping that seat warm for me. I'm about to take over. Thank you, sir. Cole Bishop here to report for duty. All right, let's get going. Then we Gucci. I'd love to have that. Listen, man. What I'm looking at, when I'm thinking about this season and what this season is going to bring to us, it's going to bring us so much. It's going to bring us so much. Just like we're going to cuss this team out and we're going to love them at the same time. We're going to cuss them out and we're going to love on them at the same time. I think there's going to be a lot of that. I think there's going to be a lot of that. Oh. Michelle Holland says, yo, bro, Hamlin is great at run stopping, but his coverage is super iffy. That's my issue. I'm not worried about the run stopping. I'm not worried about the run stopping. In college, this is my, he could smack a brother. He was a hitter. I'm not worried about that part. I'm worried about, hey, I don't want to see Xavier Worthy running wild back there. I don't want to see Tyreek Hill going. I don't want to see any of that stuff. That's what I'm, hey, listen, we ain't got Micah Hyde. We ain't got Jordan Poirier that just know where they're supposed to be. So we'll see. This is going to be a challenging year for the Bills. And are they up for the challenge? That's the real question. Are they up for the challenge? And are you confident in what Brandon Bean has put on your plate to digest this offseason and this season? Big shout out to my guy GQ Bob. Thanks for that super chat. He goes, glad you got your voice back, my G. It's coming back. I got a few moments like this, but it's on its way back. It's on its way back. I don't know what the heck was got me. Yo, I was coughing left, right, center. I wasn't stopping. But we back. We getting healthy, boy. We good. Laura says, I have a feeling I'll be doubling my blood pressure meds this season. But at 6-6 last year, I should have too. Listen, man. I think we were all in that position last year when we were sitting at 6-6 going, what in the heck is happening? Why are we here at this point of the season? And then we just went and did what we do. That's what we do. My man Jason Miles says, remember when you said you wanted younger Rico? remember when you said you wanted younger? I mean, listen. Younger is not a bad thing. Younger is not a bad thing. I know there's a lot of women in here that date younger men and they love it. It's not a bad thing. It comes with some issues. But you know, with the young cats bring, and there's some folks that love younger women. That's just what it is. Sometimes younger isn't always that bad. Older ain't that bad either. Ain't nobody trying to get a brand new car all the time. Sometimes you got to go with a used but still a serviceable vehicle that has all the bells and whistles that would have cost your arm and leg back in the day, and you found it for a good price. And I think we have a mixture of that on the squad. We got some young, we had to get some brand new cars on the lot, and we certainly had to go to the used car lot and get ourselves and look for that unique, okay, he's got the leather seats, he's got the sunroof, okay, he's still serviceable. All right, come on in, Von Miller at the time. So, I mean, listen, it happens. But there ain't nothing wrong with going to a younger team. We need to get there. I think the Bills right now are still one of the oldest teams in the league right now. I think we're one of the oldest teams in the league. So we need to get down there. Somebody said a 94 Chevy Prism. Golly. I don't know what a Prism is, but I'm sure it was a doozy. I remember my first car. My first car was a 94 Chevrolet Cavalier. Blue. Loved it. Tape deck and everything, man. Loved it. I had to take that sucker out and put a CD player. I mean, and some of the young folks in here don't even know what a CD player is. I go to my girls and say, yo, what do you do with this CD thing? Is that a DVD? Do we put it in? Girl, please go sit down somewhere. What was your first car? You know what it is. Your first car was, I mean, if you've had to go and get a pre-owned, you know the deal. So looking at this Bills team, yo, there's some young players on the squad that's going to have to learn from the older players. And some of these older players are going to have to get their juice back from the younger players. That's just the beauty of sports, especially in football. Gotta love it. Damn, 89 max knees on Maxima. I don't know what those looked like then, but a Maxima now. I love the Maximas. Anytime I hear Buick, I laugh. I chuckle. 96 Buick, classic. I'm sure of it. My man Jeff Key says, if you got laid in a prism, you had game. I don't know what the heck a prism is. Now you got me want to look it up. A 94 Chevy Prism. I got to look that thing up. I got to look it up. A 94 Chevy Prism. And like my man Jeff King said, if you got laid in that, good on you. A 94 Chevy Prism. I got to see what this sucker looks like. The Prism, 94 Chevy Prism. What's that sucker look like? Oh boy, you got the hubcaps. Let me show you what that Prism looks like. I gotta share my screen so you guys can see it because I didn't even know what a Chevy Prism looks like. So I'm about to show you and share what it is. If you had one of these suckers growing up, a Chevy Prism. Let me try to open it up for y'all so you can see it. There's your Chevy Prism. There's your Chevy Prism. And I bet you when they came out, they were the hottest thing that came out, I bet. The hottest thing. Sexiest little thing. I see folks driving these type of things these days now. A Chevy Prism. I don't know if we have any Chevy Prisms on the team. Thank goodness. But you guys catch the drift. A little bit of old, a little bit of young doesn't hurt. But this season is definitely going to have us, you know what I'm saying? Somebody said, yo, look up the Sprinter. I mean, if the Sprinter is what I think you're talking about, I've seen the Sprinters. The Sprinter van, I've seen those. The old school ones, don't know anything about that. Oh, the Prism is a Corolla. Oh, God. Those Corollas, a tin can? That thing blows over. But anyway, let me get back on to what we're talking about here, folks. Let me get back on. I'm trying to get into season's form. You know what I'm saying? So I can get these things rocking for when it's come time, when we play the Arizona Cardinals, we come in ready to go oil machine and we wax that ass. I can come back in pregame and postgame and talk about, yo, this is where it's about. This is what it's about. So let me recap before I get out of here. Real talk. And and I'll take some questions afterwards and concerns and all that good stuff. And if there's things I haven't touched on, you guys let me know. Right? Obviously, we made a decision to say, you know what, we ain't going with six receivers, we're going with five. MVS will round it out as our fifth receiver. Matt Collins, number four. Obviously, Curtis Samuel, number three. Keon Coleman, the rook, number two. And then we roll with our guy, Khalil Shakir. Khalil Shakir is not Stephon Diggs, but he will definitely give us Stephon Diggs vibes. He will definitely give us Stephon Diggs like where he will allow us to transition smoothly away from Stephon Diggs. And that's the hope. And I think that's the best way I can say it, because you can't replace that, or you can certainly transition away from it. And the transition sometimes is very hard. I'm trying to think of a transition that didn't do us well when we moved on from a certain player, London Fletcher. When we moved on from London Fletcher, that transition was a tough one. We did not transition well when we moved on from London Fletcher, right? I'm trying to think of other situations. We didn't. Who left that didn't leave us in a good position? We're like, oof, it was tough to replace that, right? You guys, let me know which stands out to you. But I'm looking at this as a smooth transition. I think it's time. It's a perfect time. Year three is usually when players just. The light bulb comes on, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen for our guy, Khalil Shakir. So, that being said, five receivers, I'm good with it. Trading within the division, because we moved on from Deontay Hardy. Deontay Hardy. Daquan Hardy. And yeah, Jim Kelly, that's the major transition. Major transition. We when Jim Kelly said, "I'm out," bro, we were never the same. We were never the same. There was never a smooth transition. We had moments of getting close to smooth transition where we thought we had it. Took us damn near two decades to find the proper replacement. So you already know. You guys already know. So that's the best way to. That's the best time. The best way to put it. Bruce Smith, absolutely. But anyways, my man said Andre Bruce Thurman. The day we died. That's facts. That's facts. I mean, I didn't want to go all the way back to the 90s because, I mean, once that 90s team was dismantled, bro, and we haven't been the same since. It was never the same. You got to sound like Drake. It was never the same. It really wasn't. But now we're here. Now we're here. We're back into conversations. We're back into always being the team that is pushing to obviously we get into the playoffs and pushing to get a Super Bowl. We're always in the mix. So we've come a long way. We've definitely come a long way. But man, oh man, there are going to be some transitions that we have to go through this year. This is the theme for this year is to transition. We got to transition. We don't know how the transition is going to go from Micah Hyde, Jordan Poirier being gone to Taylor Rapp and Mike Edwards / DeMar Hamlin. That in itself is a transition. Now we've got a transition from having Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard that we were supposed to have. So now we're going from Terrell Bernard and Dorian Williams. It's a transition. We're going to have to transition to that one. This is the theme this year, man. We're transitioning. And the question now is going to come down to this. Will we make the proper traction to properly transition into the team that we think we can be? Because this could either go really badly, or we didn't miss a beat. We didn't miss a beat and we're right where we're supposed to be. Yeah. We're going to see. We will definitely see. Neil Stanton says Frank Gore Jr. should be on the roster. False, Neil Stanton. False. If you took off the name Gore off the jersey and you put in freaking, I don't know, you put in freaking Lewis, you'd be like, all right, Lewis, you had a great game on your final game. You had a great year. You had a great preseason. You're rated the best running back in the preseason, but it's also preseason, and you're also going against twos and threes. I like the man. I like the kid, but you're not going to tell me he's going to make the team over Ty Johnson. You're not going to tell me he's going to make the team over Reggie Gilliam because he doesn't do what Reggie Gilliam does. So if you're going to put Frank Gore Jr. on your team, who are you cutting? This is the thing. This is the challenge I put onto your plate, sir. If you're going to put him on the squad, who are you cutting? Find someone. You're not cutting Ty Johnson, because if you are, you'd have some problems. You're going to have some problems. That's what I thought. Anyway, let me transition so I get out of here, because I'm trying to keep these shows, these solo shows, at about an hour and 15 minutes, because I want to take on some of the advice that I'm given, and it's more digestible to listen to an hour pod than a 3 hour pod or a 2.5 hour pod. When me and Z-Bot get together, guaranteed a 2 hour pod. I'm gonna tell you that right now. But a solo show, we try to keep it at 45 to an hour 15. So let me get in my bag, because I'm going to do this again tomorrow with my man Z-Bot. So let me try to nail a few things before I get out of here. Right. So we talked about, obviously, the five receivers. We know what's up. We talked about us trading for a return man in Mr. Brandon Codrington. We clearly didn't see the value enough in Daquan Hardy nor KJ Hamler, two players that were battling to see who's going to get that kick return spot. But it was always about, if you're going to be the kick returner, do you do enough for me on the defensive side of the ball if I have to put you in? Do you do enough for me on the offensive side of the ball if I have to put you in as a receiver? And clearly, neither one of them fit the bill. So they said, we need to trade for a guy. And they traded for the guy they needed. And that was
Mr. Connerton. Now, something that's eluding, that's coming to my head right now, and it was very simple. We drafted him simply to be a returner, to be a simply to be a returner. And there were moments, and when someone has to say he was smart about not returning a kick or whatnot, and that's when McDermott was praising him for not doing something. Then I was like, I don't know. I mean, it sounds great, but I didn't like it because what it told me was like, but is he going to be smart like this all season round, or was that just one moment that he did? With Codrington, I guess they feel with the amount of returns that he did and he got, they showed him enough on film and on tape that, yo, we ain't even gonna talk about it. Yo, y'all two are cut. Codrington, you're in. We traded for you and your starter. That should tell you everything that you should know. Jeff King says, we did Frank Gore Jr. a favor. He was undrafted, got some positive film coverage. He will be picked up. We're deep at the run game. It's that simple. It's that simple. Jeff King gets it. I love the name. I love the story. He's the son of an NFL player, all that good stuff. Bruh, we've seen that before. It's just that's not his moment. Is he good enough for the practice squad? Maybe. But right now, nah, he's straight. We good. Michelle Hallman says, who is this Brandon dude, the returner? I'm usually hip to every player but him. Brandon Codrington was a return man / DB for the Jets. And clearly he was going to get cut. He was going to get moved on. And there probably would have been not on the way. I guess there would have been teams vying for his services as a waiver wire pickup. So the Bills were like, we ain't going to play that game. I'm going to trade for him. And that they did. And I played a clip earlier, so you can go back and take a look. But apparently this guy is elusive. He's got speed. He's got breakaway speed. And he's always looking for the end zone. And he can kick and punt return. I'll take them both. So that being said, folks, trading for a player in division, obviously keeping five receivers. And the feel-good stories, obviously, are Joe Andreessen making the squad. I think that's fantastic. You got Jamarcus Ingram making the squad. That's fantastic. He plays some nickel ball, and he can play outside. So you got a guy that can play everywhere. That's what you want in your players. If one guy goes down, Taron Johnson goes down, Cam Lewis might be the guy that goes in. Or it's Jamarcus Ingram that's up. And then Cam Lewis can play safety. Cam Lewis can go outside. So you got versatile players in Ingram and Lewis. It just made sense to keep those two players. They know the system, and it's time for these guys to shine. A guy like Jamarcus Ingram is going to look for his moment, and he'll shine. And that's the way we see it, right? So the fact of the matter is this. The roster is set. The roster is done. Listen, man, this is it. We're about to find out what this team is truly made of. Will we succeed? Or will we have our struggles? Will we transition well, or will we get stuck in our tracks? That's what it's going to come down to this offseason. And that's what it came down to this offseason. And now the season is 2 weeks away, and we're about to get this thing properly started. Now, I need to hit one last topic before I get out of here. One last topic. Sports Illustrated. Before I get out of here, Sports Illustrated, I got it. It's wild to me. I don't know if you guys have read this or not. An article put out by Sports Illustrated, I guess they went out and surveyed 100 NFL players. 100 NFL players. And out of those 100 players, they asked them 6 questions. And I'm going to try to remember the question because I closed the article. One of the questions was, who's the most underrated player? Which rookie do you think will have the best year? Who's the most overrated player? And it was a few other questions that were in this article. And in this article, 100 players, Josh Allen was voted the most overrated player. Interesting. Analysts, GMs around the league would die for a quarterback like Josh Allen. these very players, 100 of them, if you were to say, yo, let me take your quarterback, swap it out, and I'll give you Josh Allen, ain't no way they're saying no. I play for the Arizona Cardinals. I'll take Kyler Murray over Josh Allen any day. Get the F out of here. I play for the LA Rams. I'll take I'll take Matt over. Get out of here, bro. I'll take Matt Stafford over Josh Allen. No way. I like Matt Stafford, but it's not happening. These 100 players that are talking about overrated player, cap, because he's a top three quarterback in this game. If you want to include others, I'll say top five. So either you took 100 players of these five teams and you said, show me your own overrated players, or these guys are full of shit. Full of shit. You're going to tell me you play for the Philly Eagles and you're going to take your quarterback over mine? You're going to tell me you play for the Steelers? You're going to take Russell Wilson over my guy? You're going to take Justin? Boy, please, man. I don't know why players love to hate on Josh. I don't get it. I don't get it. What is it that you want to hate on the guy? He can run the football. He can pass the football. When it comes to playoff time, he's money. It's the defense that's let him down. So what are we talking about here? What are we talking about here? Your quarterback is for the Cleveland Browns. You going to take Deshaun Watson over Josh Allen right now? Tripping. My name's Will Levis. I'm better. Get the heck out of here, man. Get the heck out of here. Stop it. Josh Allen is a baller. He's a dog. He's overrated. What is overrated about him? 15 rushing touchdowns, over 35 passing touchdowns. Bro, bro, I had to get that off my chest. She don't make no sense to me. She don't make no sense to me. Like, you got some up-and-coming quarterbacks, and you can't even front it. You got some up-and-comers. Justin Herbert's a good quarterback. I ain't definitely not taking Justin Herbert over my guy, Josh Allen. Tua Tagovailoa. I'm not taking Tua over Josh. I'm not taking Aaron over Josh. Come on, man. I'm done. I don't know who these players are. Clearly, they're players. They're actually guys that play in this game. Either Josh Allen has done your team so dirty, you're just still mad at it. Either your little brother wanted a signature and he snubbed your brother. I don't know. But that's blasphemy. I'm gonna say that's blasphemy. Josh Allen overhyped and overrated. Man, y'all better stop that mess. You need to stop that mess. But anyway, before I get out of here, let me take a couple of my super chats because I missed a couple. I'm not gonna do that to you. Space Oddity said he's shocked that Hardy didn't make it for punt return and kick return and as a corner. Well, the answer is Brandon Codrington. That is the answer to that question and to your query, sir. They just didn't feel that he brought enough to the table. That's really what it takes. That comes down to because they got the same position, and he's doing the job that they thought that Daquan Hardy was able to do, just not good enough. Now, he will probably have success elsewhere. Will they bring him back to the practice squad? He could. He might just say, I'm good. He might just get picked up by someone. You just never know. But Codrington is the name you need to get familiar with, and I'll need to get familiar with. But for those that are still wondering, go look him up. Go look him up. He's an explosive player. Very explosive. And last but not least, I got my man, John Wozniak, mortgage specialist. What up, John? John says he is worried as F. We are in trouble this year. John feels that we are in trouble. Listen, man, it's all about the transition. If we transition the way we're supposed to transition and it's not going to be easy, but if we move on smoothly, we'll be all right. The thing that helps us the most, the thing that stands that is in our favor, is that we have an elite quarterback behind center. That's what is helping us right now. And when you have elite quarterback on your team, it makes everyone else better. It allows everyone to flourish. And when you don't have someone like Stephon Diggs on the team, that was obviously an issue because they traded him and took a $31 million dead cap. Clearly, it was an issue. And they're not moving on from Stephon Diggs unless Josh Allen said, thumbs up, I'm with you. Do what you got to do. Because if Josh Allen said, don't do it, we can work it out. We worked it out this season. We're going to be good. That wasn't the case. It was, do what you got to do. You got my blessing. Thumbs up. So I can understand that somebody's is worried. But when you have Josh Allen as an elite talent, you have McDermott that's constantly got this defense playing the way they're supposed to play, we'll be all right. But I can understand where you have question marks at the safety position. I can understand you got question marks. Are we going to get enough pass rush? I can understand without Milano, that's the leader on this defense, will they be enough? Valid questions. Week one can't come soon enough. Week one can't come soon enough. And that being said, that's my time, folks. That is my time. If you guys enjoyed this show, do me a favor. Smash that like. Tell your Buffalo friends if they're looking for that podcast that kind of gets gritty, gets real, and doesn't hold any punches, this is where you want to be. And we never take ourselves too seriously here. Folks, we can laugh with one another. So until next time, y'all keep tuning in, same place, same channel every time. And we'll do it again tomorrow. It's going to be myself and my man Z-Bot doing another pod tomorrow. We're going to talk about this roster. We're going to get his take on how he feels about it. He might be able to sway me on truth. Or will I make him become more woke? I don't know. We'll soon find out. So folks, tune in tomorrow. It's going to be me and my guy Z-Bot back at it again. So folks, until next time, it's your boy Rico. It's the Buffalo Fanatics. It's the Rico Report. And I'm gone. Y'all have yourself a great evening. And we'll catch you guys on the flip side. Peace. Rico got legends for interviews. How the Buffalo Bills got the best fan base. Away games, red, white, blue in the crowd. I'm a Buffalo fanatic. Play good, be humble. Number 17, the captain. I'm a Buffalo fanatic. I'm a Buffalo fanatic. I'm a Buffalo fanatic. I'm a Buffalo fanatic. I'm a Buffalo fanatic.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.